Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. This is the book of Exodus, and we're on chapter 30 tonight. So let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask him to bless chapter 30. Lord, we praise you. Make a joyful noise before thee. Praise your holy name. Lord, anoint this chapter. Anoint every word. And Lord, give only the commentary that you would have me say on this tape and nothing else. Holy God, let it, for I know it will make us stand another day strong in your spirit. Lord, do this for everyone, every hearer, in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Exodus chapter 30, King James Version, verse 1. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon. Of acacia wood shalt thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. 4 square shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same.
And so that people will know what a cubit is, let's go into the translation here.
Translation verses 1 and 2. Plans for the incense altar. Then make a small altar out of acacia wood for burning incense. It must be 18 inches square and 3 feet high, with horns at the corners carved from the same piece of wood as the altar. King James Version, verse 3. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. And 2 golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it, by the 2 corners thereof, upon the 2 sides of it shalt thou make it. And they shall be for places for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. Translation verses 3 through 10. Overlay the top, sides, and horns of the altar with pure gold, and run a gold molding around the entire altar. Beneath the molding, on opposite sides of the altar, which has 2 gold wings to support the carrying poles.
Okay, now, this altar is symbolic of a consecrated heart. And that the Lord can live in and can visit with. A spirit born by the Holy Spirit. This is all symbolic of that which is to come. And then go ahead.
The poles are to be made of acacia wood and overlaid with gold. Place the incense altar just outside the inner curtain, opposite the ark's cover, the place of atonement that rests on the ark of the covenant. I will meet with you there. Every morning when Aaron trims the lamps, he must burn fragrant incense on the altar. This is symbolic of prayers, our real, heartfelt prayers. And each evening when he tends to the lamps, which are never to be put out, he must again burn incense in the Lord's presence. Never to run out of oil means that you are to never run out of the Holy Spirit.
You're never to allow the fire to go out, the oil to go out. Like the five foolish virgins in the New Testament. When the Lord comes, they're not ready to meet him. And only the five wise virgins are able to make it into the kingdom of heaven. The others were virgins at one time. They were born again of the Spirit at one time. And they did trim their lamps and keep the Spirit of the Lord in them at one time, but they let the lamps go out. They let the Spirit of God depart from them. The fire was gone. There was no zeal to serve him any longer. And now they're doomed. And this is all symbolic of don't let the fire go out. Don't let your zeal wane. Keep the Spirit of God in you because it is your very life. Keep him in your spirit. Then what?
Stay into the Word every day and all day long. This must be done from generation to generation. Do not offer any unholy incense on this altar, or any burnt offerings, grain offerings, or drink offerings.
Now, read that first part again.
Do not offer any unholy incense on this altar.
Yeah, all the incense has to be the true Spirit of the Lord. It's all symbolic of prayers, and it has to be the incense that the Lord gave them the formula to make. And it can't be approaching the throne of the Lord with our lips, but it has to be from the heart. The heart is our spirit. It isn't the piece of meat inside of us that squirts blood throughout our veins. Every few seconds we have a lot of blood surging through our bodies, but this is talking about the Holy Spirit within our spirits. That's the heart. Okay, then what?
Once a year, Aaron must purify the altar by placing on its horns the blood from the offerings made for the atonement of sin.
Right, and the Jewish people have not had a burnt offering for over 2,000 years now, and so they're all in their sins, because there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood, and they don't accept God's atonement for them, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so really, there's so much sin on their souls, if it were in the Old Testament, they would be stoned to death, because they pay absolutely no attention to the atoning blood. And they were the first ones in the world to ever have, that introduced the blood of the Lamb into our spirits, our minds. The Lord made them do that in the book of Exodus. And now they've forgotten it, and the Lord has turned to the Gentiles. Now he's turning his back on the Gentiles and turning back to a remnant of the good olive tree, the Jews. But there will be many Gentiles saved as well. Okay, keep going.
This will be a regular annual event from generation to generation. Bracket, we must be covered in the blood all the time. End bracket. For this is the Lord's supremely holy altar. King James Version, verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel, after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them.
In other words, you have to bring a gift before the Lord when you go before him. There's no way the Lord says that you should come before him without bringing a gift first. So if you're going before the Lord, the sacrifice, your heart happens to be even more than that, you're to put your whole self on the altar. Every bit, from your head to your toes, and all your inward parts are to be devoted and dedicated and completely consecrated unto the Lord. Okay, then what else?
This they shall give every one that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. And half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Every one that passeth among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering unto the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat, when they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not.
Right, their hands and feet, to show that our hands are clean from any sin and our feet are clean from walking in our own will, which it would be sin. Okay, now back into the translation.
Okay. Translation, verse 11 through 19. Money for the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, Whenever you take a census of the people of Israel, each man who is counted must pay a ransom for himself to the Lord. Then there will be no plague among the people as you count them. Bracket. Why shouldn't we pay everything that we have? Because we get the Lord's salvation, eternity, and his protection. He fights for us, and he doesn't let any plague hit us, or sickness, disease, and bracket. His payment to the Lord will be 1/5 of an ounce of silver. All who have reached their 20th birthday must give this offering to the Lord. And this offering is given to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves. The rich must not give more, and the poor must not give less. Bracket, because we're all getting into heaven, and we all have the Lord's protection and all the blessings of the Lord. And bracket. Use this money for the care of the tabernacle. It will bring you, the Israelites, to the Lord's attention, and it will make atonement for your lives. Plans for the wash basin. And the Lord said to Moses, Make a large bronze wash basin with a bronze pedestal. Put it between the tabernacle and the altar, and fill it with water. Aaron and his sons will wash their hands and feet there before they go into the tabernacle to appear before the Lord. King James Version, verse 20. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water that they die not, or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all his vessels, and the candlestick and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Translation, verse 20 through 30. Aaron and his sons will wash their hands and feet there before they go into the tabernacle to appear before the Lord, and before they approach the altar to burn offerings to the Lord. They must always wash before ministering in these ways. Bracket means we have to be dead to our former life, no sin, and bracket, or they will die. This is a permanent law for Aaron and his descendants, bracket, that is the priesthood, and again we are priests, and bracket, to be kept from generation to generation. The anointing oil, which is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Then the Lord said to Moses, collect choice spices, 12.5 pounds of pure myrrh, 6 1/4 pounds each of cinnamon and of sweet cane, 12.5 pounds of cassia, and 1 gallon of olive oil. Blend these ingredients into a holy anointing oil. Use this scented oil to anoint the tabernacle, the ark of the covenant, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and all its accessories, the incense altar, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the large wash basin with its pedestal. Sanctify them to make them entirely holy. After this, whatever touches them will become holy. Use this oil also to anoint Aaron to minister and his sons, sanctifying them so they can minister before me as priests. King James Version, verse 31. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it, after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you.
See, whatever the Lord says is holy, it is holy, and he doesn't want anybody. He puts the formula down, and then he tells you, don't make it for yourself. This is just for this particular purpose that I said. So if he calls his people that walk in the Spirit holy and perfect, then they are holy and they are perfect. If this anointing oil, which obviously almost anyone could make if they wanted to, get in trouble with the Lord, big trouble, they could, but he says no, because it's holy. Amen?
Amen.
And it's only for this particular purpose. All right? So that what God said is holy is holy. Amen?
Amen.
Let not any man call that which is holy that God calls holy unclean. All right? Okay, now you may say that nobody's perfect. These people that are saying that, it is because they are not perfect. They're not holy. They're not walking in the Holy Spirit. And they want to not walk in the Holy Spirit, and they want to tell everybody else that you can't be holy and perfect, because they want you to get that ingrained into your head so that you don't strive for perfection, for holiness. But you have to, that's why the Lord said to take heed how you hear, what you hear. Amen?
Amen.
So if the Lord says you're holy and perfect because you walk in the Spirit, then you are, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. All right? Okay? You may make mistakes. You may be, but if you're walking in the Spirit and you're pressing towards the mark, and you're in the Spirit, you may mature more, and you've got maybe a lot of maturing to do, but you're still perfect and holy. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? You haven't reached heaven yet, but the Lord sees that soul striving and moving and moving, moving up that mountain, striving every second of every day. And you wouldn't be doing that if you weren't concerned about your soul, and if you weren't concerned about other people's souls. You wouldn't be climbing that mountain and striving to, in the Spirit, to become more and more mature. So therefore you're perfect and holy in the eyes of the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Now if he makes this oil, just some myrrh and all these other things, I mean, and he says that's holy, and if you're in the Spirit, believe me, brother and sister, you're holy and you're perfect. Okay? Not completely mature yet. But one thing the Lord sees is the desire of your heart, and that is striving for perfection. Striving to do his will more and more every day. He sees you carrying the cross, and he sees you denying yourself the things of this world, and he loves you for that. And the others that say no one can be perfect, no one can be holy, believe me, he hates them for that, because they're in direct contradiction to the Lord's word. And the Lord places his word higher than his name. And so believe his word. Otherwise, that's really a bad thing to, a terrible sin to not believe his word. And it's so terrible that if you doubt, you're damned. Amen?
Amen.
But if you believe, you're saved. All right, then what?
Verse 33, whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people.
Yeah, because the Lord is telling you to do this, and you'll be cut off, killed. I'll kill you. For just using this perfume, it's not just perfume, it's holy perfume, amen, incense, right?
Amen.
Or you keep your hands off. Then what else?
And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, stacte, and onycha, and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection, after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy.
Pure and holy. Well, if perfume, incense and perfume can be pure and holy, then believe me, when the Lord sees you striving for perfection every day and keeping the commandments, you're pure and holy. That's good enough for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And he sees you maturing daily. Then what?
And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy.
This perfume, not only the incense, but the perfume is holy. And you're holy and perfect, because everything that the Lord told Moses to do, he did it. And that's the way you are. Or that's what you're striving to do, and the Lord sees you doing that. He sees you doing that every hour of every day. Your mind is always, at first it was just flashing on the Lord, now and then. But then more and more, the more you read, the more you learn, the more you receive the Spirit of the Word into your souls, the more this is occurring in you. The more you're learning to love the Lord because you know He's good, and you know that He wants you to save your soul, and you know that Satan wants to destroy it. And so he's going to come in with every kind of discouragement there is. And you just have to know you're holy and perfect. Amen?
Amen?
Knowing that is an encouragement in itself. Amen?
Amen.
And that the Lord loves you for your striving, if He sees you climbing that mountain. Amen?
Amen.
You say, well, you're not on top of the mountain, so therefore you're not perfect. Yeah, but you're a mountain climber, and He loves that. Amen?
Amen.
You're climbing the mountain. I mean, that's a lot different than those dudes that are down below there just milling around and laying around in their tents, right?
Right.
You're climbing the mountain, and the Lord sees it. Okay, then what?
37. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. Translation, verse 31 through 38. And say to the people of Israel, this will always be my holy anointing oil. It must never be poured on the body of an ordinary person. And you must never make any of it for yourselves.
Well, wait a minute. I thought all people were equal. Now you're calling people ordinary? Some people are ordinary? Yes, that's God. Oh, you don't like that, do you? Not. Well, what do you put? You want to put your fists up and fight with God? That's the way it is. He made us, and He knows who's ordinary and who's not. Amen?
Amen.
And He also knows who's holy and perfect and who's not. And I'll guarantee you those that say they're not holy and perfect, they're right. They're not, but that doesn't mean you're not. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let them influence you. Just because somebody's a whoremonger doesn't mean that you're going to be a whoremonger. Just because somebody is a fatherless child, that doesn't mean that you're going to be one or that you are one. You have God as your Father. And He, the Spirit of the Lord, entered you and said, Father, Abba. Amen?
Amen.
So that's precious. And you're precious in His sight. And know that. And He loves you because you're perfect and holy. You're not walking in sin. Then what?
It is holy, and you must treat it as holy. Bracket, the reason you are not to make it for anybody else or yourself is because you can't make the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Lord. End bracket. Anyone who blends scented oil like it or puts any of it on, someone who is not a priest, will be cut off from the community. The incense. These were the Lord's instructions to Moses concerning the incense. Gather sweet spices, resin droplets, mollusk scent, galbanum, and pure frankincense, weighing out the same amounts of each. Using the usual techniques of the incense maker, refine it to produce a pure and holy incense. Beat some of it very fine, and put some of it in front of the Ark of the Covenant, where I will meet with you in the tabernacle. This incense is most holy. Never make this incense for yourselves. It is reserved for the Lord, and you must treat it as holy. Those who make it for their own enjoyment will be cut off from the community.
All right, that was the last verse in chapter 30, and now we're going to some I think I did all commentary during this, right?
Yes.
So that was enough commentary, and that's it for chapter 30 of the book of Exodus. And the Lord willing, I'll be doing chapter 31 this evening. Actually, I've already done it. I just haven't put it down on tape yet. But until then, keep being perfect, keep being holy, keep looking up, keep your thinking of the Lord and the things that He's told you to do, and the symbolism of these things here, that the Spirit of the Lord is in us, and we are holy, and we're perfect. And He says for us to completely strive for perfection at all times. So until chapter 31, God bless you and praise the Lord.